House and Senate late last night passed a bipartisan compromise that will prevent tax rates from rising on households that earn less than $450,000 a year. It also puts deep spending cuts on hold until March. But in focusing on avoiding the fiscal cliff, legislation for $60 billion in Hurricane Sandy aid for the region has apparently stalled in the House of Representatives. For more, we're joined now by Republican Congressman Michael Grimm. He represents much of Staten Island and parts of Brooklyn. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
You know, it appeared last night that the Republican leadership in the House will let the current session of Congress end without a vote on Sandy aid, a move you called inexcusable and one you're not proud of. What happened? How did the Sandy bill get sidelined?
You know, I wish I could give you some details. All I can tell you is what I know as I stood there literally, utterly devastated, standing right next to Peter King and to House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. It was the decision of the Speaker's office not to go forward with the vote, and no explanation at all was given other than we're just not going forward with the vote, which was, again, it was beyond surprising because we had been, you know, given every indication from the Speaker's office for several weeks now that we would be going forward with this vote. I especially feel like the rug was just pulled out from under me. I don't know how else to say it because I would not have spent New Year's Eve at 9:45 at night still on the phone with members of Congress from all over this country making sure we had the votes. It was that set up. I mean, everything was set up with Eric Cantor's office. We were in constant contact as far as procedurally. The vote would go on the rule. The rule would set up the first amendment for $27 billion, followed by $33 billion. I mean, we had worked tirelessly across the aisle. We had worked tirelessly bicamerally with the Senate. We had the governors involved.
Right.
Leadership was there lockstep. So this was no surprise to the Speaker's office that we were expecting the vote. I wish I could tell you why he.
There is still time to act, though, in this session. It ends tomorrow at noon. But you know, something could happen today if Speaker Boehner puts the Sandy aid bill up for a vote. Is that likely, or what are you hearing from within your party at this point?
I would say that is not likely. Unfortunately, again, that is not what I want to tell you. There's nothing more I wanted more than this vote, and I couldn't have worked any harder to get it to the floor.
You've spoken about, you know, your efforts to garner votes for the aid package from other lawmakers, even last night. Have you found it difficult to rally support from within your own party?
Well, for the $33 billion, it certainly, I wouldn't say it was easy, but, we did have the votes. The $27 billion, no question, there was more than enough overwhelming support. You know, and part of that is just that a lot of the members didn't understand. They felt that the $27 billion was something that we needed right now, and that we could come back for the $33 billion in a few months, and that they were comfortable with that. But the problem that I explained to them is, especially a city like New York, when you're trying to enter into contracts to get subways rebuilt and battery tunnels rebuilt, these are massive, massive projects that although you can't spend the money in the first year or two, the money has to be there to even enter into the contract. So as I spoke to members and explained the need, many more members were willing to cast their vote in support. So it was just a matter of explaining the details to the members. And like I said, I can tell you personally, I made the calls. I spoke to the members. The votes were there. This is just a completely inexcusable move not to bring this vote when so many people are devastated, absolutely devastated, and were depending on us to act. And I think it does two things. I think number one, you know, this was an opportunity for us to take something that was very bad and get something good out of it. First of all, the Congress working hand-in-hand in a bipartisan manner is always a good thing. It's the way we should be acting as often as we can. And there was a lot of bipartisan work done here, and that trust has just been removed.
Now, Congressman, I wanted to get to, before we run out of time, I wanted to go back to the compromise bill that avoided the fiscal cliff. You voted for it after your initial resistance because you said there weren't enough spending cuts in it. What changed your mind, and do you expect your vote to draw fire from your fellow Republicans?
No, I don't expect any problems with my fellow Republicans. I think there was, you know, quite a few Republicans that split on this vote. My initial, you know, quite frankly, when a reporter first called me, I caveated it and I said, look, this was just an initial glance. I haven't read it yet, but my initial glance is I don't like it because I see a lot of spending in here. And I also saw, you know, almost $4 trillion. What I didn't realize on that first glance was most of that $4 trillion was based on the reduction in taxes, the cuts in taxes that I've wholeheartedly been fighting for. So what pushed me over the top is that 99% of Americans are now going to have not a temporary but a permanent tax cut, which is something I've been fighting for since I've been here for the last 2 years. So that was very, very big for me. Obviously, avoiding the milk cliff and a few other things in there are very, very important, and I think victories for the American people. Maybe not necessarily victories for any specific party, but I think that's a good thing. We should be putting the country first and not necessarily looking for political victories. We're supposed to be getting our jobs done and making sure tax cuts are permanent for 99% of Americans. For me, that's a victory for the American people.
Republican Congressman Michael Grimm, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.